Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And very excited about having our good friend Marcia Egan back on the show. Marcia is the founder and CEO of the Egan Group. She's a certified business leader coach. She's the author of Inbox Detox, and she's our good friend Marcia Egan. Welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim.
It's great to have you back.
And all your listeners.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. Let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
I am all for that.
What's it going to take? What do we have to do to have a good 2012?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question.
But you're up to it.
I am up to it. I'll tell you what. This is the day, or yesterday is the day, when people all start talking about New Year's resolutions. And I just want to give just a little bit of a different angle on that for your business clients and the people listening. And that is... New Year's resolutions should have some meat to them rather than something like, I'm going to lose weight, mm-hmm. or I'm going to spend more time with family, or I'm going to save more money.
Or I'm going to make more sales calls.
I'm going to make more sales calls. That kind of stuff doesn't hold water. What I like to challenge people to do is to make them... if you can get technical about it, they call them the SMART goals, but there are two things that are really, really important. One is that the goal needs to be specific, and the goal needs to be time-bound, okay? So, there are other things that you can use when you're talking about setting goals, but let's be specific. If you want to lose weight, let's say, I am going to lose weight. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by March 31st.
How about 5 pounds in January? Let's get it even smaller than that.
Okay, exactly.
That way we don't have goals that we can't accomplish, and we have to reconcile sooner than 90 days.
Well, what I was going to say is then you break it down into smaller goals.
Yeah.
And that would be the 5 pounds in January, and that's the way you can measure yourself.
Yeah, all right.
And that way you can kind of wrap your arms around it. Some of these people who are grossly overweight, when they think about having to lose 100 pounds, they just give up. But if they say, I'm going to lose 2 pounds every week, mm-hmm. that is much more reasonable.
Well, I'm going to make five extra sales calls a week.
That's exactly right.
So that means that I've got to make one a day.
Well, now this is interesting, Jim, because one of the things, I do a lot of coaching of people, and the daily to-do list can really get in your way, believe it or not. Huh. People start writing down things on that list, and all of a sudden they have 82 things on the list. And that's the one sales call per day. What I am challenging every one of your listeners to do, instead of thinking about the day, think about the month, then the week, then the day.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you want to make 20 more sales calls a month, that probably breaks down into 5 sales calls a week, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be one a day.
Right.
And so if you stand back, when people plan their weeks and plan their days, I like to get people to look at their week on a Sunday night or maybe a Monday morning and say, what are the 5 things I want to accomplish this week? Because they start doing their to-do list, and Jim, it's everybody else's to-dos. It's not your own.
Do you think, you were talking about specifics, so let's stay on the business angle. So if I want my business to grow at a certain percentage, then do you recommend I say, okay, so that means that my average Sales call is X dollars. When I make a sale, I should say, it's X dollars on the average. And I close about half the people that I call on. So if I want to increase by 10%, I've got to make these, I've got to make six calls, new calls a week instead of five. In other words, do the math on it like that. Do you recommend that?
I recommend that to set the initial goal.
Right.
Not when you're in the middle of it.
In other words, you recommend it to establish whether it needs to be five or six.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So do the math first and say, okay, if I want to increase my average sale by X, then I actually, or the people who work with me, have to be doing this to get there. But the trap that so many people get into is, what am I going to do today? And if they don't, let's just say they don't make that sales call that day, then it gives them permission to make two the next day. And one of the strategies in accomplishing and being successful is grouping like tasks. So instead of making one sales call a day, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do it if that's what works for you, but instead of grouping, making one sales call a day, sometimes you get in the mode, and you know
right.
you have a really good.
Well,
call.
Yeah. So some days you wake up, you have more energy for that, so to speak. There's more fire in your belly for that kind of thing. But here's one thing that I think is important. If you find that the reason I think the math thing to do it early is a good idea, is if you find you can't do the math, maybe you should say, wait a minute, before I can set these goals about sales, I have to set a goal about finding out what my gross profit is. I don't even know what my close ratio is. So maybe my first goal is to learn what my close ratio is.
Exactly. I mean, as the Cheshire Cat once said, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you.
Right. Well, exactly.
You do have to know where you're going.
But like if you say, I want to lose 10 pounds by March 31st, well, If you don't have good eating habits, you're probably not going to do that. So maybe your first goal is not to lose 10 pounds, but to learn how to eat more healthy. What do you think?
Well, you have hit the nail on the head. There's one thing as being a goal, and then what are the action steps to the goal?
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the goal of getting more sales, in your example, is to know what your target needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So is the next action step to determine what that means to you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next action step. Then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to set the target.
Right.
Then we do the, that's the strategy.
Right.
Now we get into the tactics.
Hold on to that thought, Marcia. Give us your website quickly one more time.
Okay, it's inboxdetox.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, Call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Al.
Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure. As always, Jim Blassingame here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. 2012 is going to be a great year for our website because we got a lot of new things coming at you. New resources, not just new content. We've been doing that now for 14 plus years, right? But we're not only we're going to continue to bring you the great content, we're going to and information and maybe even entertain you a little bit and always inspire you. But we're also going to be adding some new resources like our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blassingame. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend. She's got her, we've got her suite, the Marcia Egan suite, the famous Marcia Egan suite right there on our website and all the things that she's taught us over the years. Also her own website, inboxdetox.com. Is that right, Marcia?
That's it.
And then you can find her book there as well. Marcia, you were talking to us, and I know these are the kinds of things, these setting New Year's goals and doing them right, doing them in such a way that they actually can work. I know this is the kind of thing you do with your clients.
It sure is. And yeah, let's make it simple, Jim. The most important thing is, what is it that you're either that you're doing that you want to stop doing, or that you're not doing that you want to start doing in terms of how you're running your business or how you're behaving in business. So let's not get caught up in the how yet. It's let's get caught up in the what. And that is what I like to tell people is when you're deciding to go on vacation, you decide where to go first.
Right.
So are you going to go to San Diego? Are you going to go to Miami? Or are you going to go to Cabo? Okay? And before you can decide what mode of transportation or what your budget is, you got to decide where you're going. And so many people just, as far as their business goes, they just get in the car and drive. They just start working instead of saying, what's my target?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important to say, what am I doing that I don't want to be doing, or what am I not doing that I want to be doing? And just I don't want to do corporate speak, but it's the vision. What's the vision?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly. No, you're hitting it right on the head, and I do think and see one of the things that you're talking about. You used this word in the previous segment, and I really think it's important. And please, I hope you'll use it more. And please don't think that you don't need to use this when you're talking to small business owners. And that's the word strategy. Small business owners, I've been talking about this now for several years. I've been trying to get them to focus on strategy, get their heads out of the four walls of their business, get in a helicopter or a rocket ship or whatever it takes to go up and get into orbit above their business and look around. And because the more you operate, the more you execute and only do that, the harder it is for you to set the kinds of goals that will take you where you want to go. Otherwise, you're always reacting. Right.
Well, that's exactly right. Or you're just doing, and you're confusing activity with results. And I agree, it's really important to have a strategy, but you can't even have a strategy until you know where you're going.
Right.
And in the past example, if you want to increase your sales by 10%, okay, that's the goal. Then we're going to have the strategy about how we're going to get there. But then you have to get into the day-to-day. What actual physical or mental actions have to happen for you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And people get them all confused. And they sit at their desk and they just answer emails all day long instead of saying, oh, these are the five things that are going to bring me the greatest results. And all of a sudden, the end of the week is there, and they haven't made their additional five phone calls
right.
that they should have made.
Well, but where the strategy comes in is they don't realize, if they're not thinking strategically, if they're not looking at what the world is dealing them, they start making those calls that they promised themselves they'd make, but the people they're calling aren't answering anymore. Because the world has changed. They're not looking around. They're not paying attention. The people are still there. They're just not taking their calls anymore. And that's the problem with goal setting without strategy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So you have to have the target. And what I'm hoping that your listeners, if they don't get anything else out of the segment, that they get this. And that is, you got to write it down. Just like we were talking about losing 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a much better chance of meeting any goal if you have it written down for yourself.
Or tattoo it on the palm of your hand. That works, too.
There you go. That's exactly right. But and depending on the size of your business, you want to write it down for yourself. But if you have other people in your operation, they should all know the goal. And they should all know the strategy. And one of my favorite expressions in the world is, you know, the football coach of the team that wins the Super Bowl didn't say it just once.
Mm.
He said it all the time. And so if your goal is to increase by 10%, I'm not saying that you should be the 10% Energizer Bunny, but mm-hmm. jumping around every day saying it, but you should be infusing that vision and that
mm-hmm.
goal in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think that's a great idea. Give us that website again, Marcia.
It is inboxdetox.com.
Check it out. That's the book, too. Marcia, thank you for being here. Thanks for great information today. And will you let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
I think that would be a great idea. And happy New Year to all of your listeners, too, Jim.
Thanks, Marcia. We'll see you next time. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Don't go away. My predictions are coming up next.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
That's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
No, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Dude, don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
Well, you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's all ready. His middle name is Eddie, and he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big, 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 big. He's making it big, incredibly big.
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx office? Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Very far.
Can we get there by car?
We could get lost.
Or bitten by frost.
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar.
Roar.
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
help. You really should have known about FedEx office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx Office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blassingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is the time when I am going to tell you what my predictions are for 2012. This is my 12th annual list of predictions. That's right. I've done this 11 years before. And if you're not familiar with my predictions, I think it's important for you to know that over the last 11 years, my accuracy rate has been 70.4%. It was actually closer to 75% until 2008 happened, and that kind of blew everybody's predictions out of the water. But nevertheless, including 2008, 7 out of 10 times I've been right. So put that in your pipe and smoke it and take that for whatever it's worth. I want to talk about things outside the United States. I've segregated my predictions, my non-U.S. predictions, and that's what I want to talk about this segment. Here's the first prediction for this segment. The European Central Bank, the ECB, which is the group that is the equivalent of our Fed, our Federal Reserve Bank, which is the U.S. Central Bank. So the European Union Central Bank, European Central Bank, ECB, its unprecedented three-year loan to European Union banks will prevent a financial meltdown, but not a prolonged European recession. Folks, as you may know, we talked about this on the show. The Fed has two mandates. One mandate is employment. The other mandate is price stability. So they adjust their monetary practices and policies based on controlling inflation and deflation, making the price controls stable, but also getting people to work. That's one of the things that they've tried to do. They attempt to do. They don't always do that so well, but those are their rules, so to speak. The European Union, the ECB, only has had a price stability mandate. No employment mandate, just price stability, because they're so afraid of inflation. So for the European Bank, the European Central Bank, to make these kinds of loans, it's the same thing as adjusting the economy, not just price stability. It's like a double mandate like the Fed. And so they're wandering into an area that they haven't been used to before. They haven't been doing before, this three-year loan. And that's going to prevent. The good news is the 2008 financial meltdown is probably not going to happen, at least not right now, because of this. But it's basically going to prolong the recovery, which means that they're basically pretty close to, if not already, in a recession over there. They're going to be in that for a while, and so that's going to affect our business here in the United States. It will definitely impact our performance here in the United States. That's the first resolution. Second resolution: Iraq will prove unworthy of the precious price paid for its self-determination. This is the one thing, if you remember, I said this years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, or more. I said, Iraq, we paid a precious price, a dear price, to give you self-determination. Earn this. Earn what has been paid for you. I'm not sure. I'm concerned. And I'm now predicting that they will prove unworthy of that price. I hope I'm wrong. I pray to God that I have missed this prediction. I hope this doesn't work out like that. And we need Iraq to be a peaceful country, a democratically based, not U.S. democracy, whatever form of democracy they have over there is fine with me. It's got to be like that. And that means Iran has to stay out of. We have to keep Iran out of Iraq. And that's going to be the hard part. Which brings me to my next prediction. Iran will hold U.S. markets, U.S. oil markets, hostage against threats to its nuclear plans. Look for them to continue to threaten to block the Straits of Hormuz, to stir things up over there, which will cause oil speculators to bid the price of oil up. And so I'm looking for oil prices to be higher in 2012, I'm looking for oil prices to be higher because Iran is going to be, this is the year, folks, that Iran will either have a nuclear weapon or will stop them from having a nuclear weapon, and that will have an impact on the price of oil. When I come back, small business resolutions and jobs, too. 20 till, stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah! What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And it's all about resolutions. That's what we've been talking about today is resolutions. But right now we're talking about predictions. My predictions, my 2012 predictions, which this is my 12th annual list of predictions. And if you remember, I just went over my 2011 predictions about three weeks ago. And as you may know, unlike a lot of people who make predictions, I actually come back at the end of the year and reconcile what happened against what I said, what I predicted, and give myself a score. And so far, over 11 years, I'm at 70.4% accuracy. So let's see how this is going to shape up this year. Here, the next predictions I have are, the next two or three are about small business. What about the economy and small business? And the first prediction is this. The U.S. economic growth, that's gross domestic product, GDP, will improve 2012 over 2011. In 2011, it was 1.7%, less than 2% for the whole year. It might inch up a little bit because the fourth quarter was a pretty good quarter, but it's still going to be less than 2%. In 2012, it's going to be over 2%. It's not going to be over 3%. It's going to be probably, I'm going to say it's going to be no higher than 2.5%. And I'm basing this, folks, based on the trajectories I'm seeing, based on the credit markets, based on the level of uncertainty I'm still seeing out there among small business owners and all that. So 2.5% or so on the GDP. Next prediction is about small business. Small business optimism. This is based on the way that Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey shows it. Small business optimism will improve over recent years, which have been record low years of optimism. I think 2012 will be a better year. Not a great year, but a better year for small business optimism. Next prediction. Small business growth plans, which continue to be held back by the dam of uncertainty with all the rhetoric and everything and all the policies that have really made small business owners feel uncertain, that dam will break this year, 2012. And it will set up an expansion year for 2013. Now, the dam will break to a lesser degree if President Obama is reelected, but it will break. It will break to a lesser degree if he's reelected, but even four more years of President Obama will not hold back this growth that I think will happen. Next prediction. This is about jobs. Unemployment will remain above 8%. It'll be probably close to 8.5% due to the real estate challenges we're still having out there, all the anti-business rhetoric and policies that we're hearing and seeing, the technology advances that are helping people not have to hire as many people, and one other thing, structural unemployment. all a combination of all those things is going to make unemployment remain painfully high, above 8%. And that structural unemployment, folks, that's what I'm going to talk about now, this next prediction. I'm going to use the Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. One of the great lines there was, "Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink." With millions unemployed, expect reports that skilled jobs are going to go unfilled due to a lack of qualified applicants. Even though we've got millions of people without work, you will hear reports this year of people who need workers. They're hurting. They can't grow their business because they can't hire enough people, but they can't find those people because they're not qualified. And that's what structural unemployment is all about, folks. It's millions of people unprepared for 20th century jobs. And all I can say is, candidates, call your campaign offices. You need to be talking about this. Next prediction. This is and this is just in the area of miscellaneous politics. The geopolitics, which in this case Iran, and election year politics, which is jobs and trade, will cause congressional Democrats and President Obama to agree to the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. That's the one that from Canada to Texas that's going to bring oil down from Canada. They will approve that this year because of geopolitics. They don't want oil prices to go too high. And because of election year politics, it does create jobs. Next predictions. The behavior of the Occupy Wall Street participants, that whole movement, will increasingly look more like anarchy than reform. Look for that. Next prediction. Once a leading indicator of the economy, Wall Street will continue to be merely a leading indicator of itself. That means that Wall Street is, in terms of Main Street, Wall Street is not, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but it's not helping us. Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism. You heard me say that before. And there was a time when it was considered the leading indicator of the economy. Whatever was happening on Wall Street would indicate what was coming up for the economy. That's no longer true. And last prediction in this segment, the Supreme Court will rule against the individual mandate in Obamacare as it violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause prohibiting the government from mandating citizens purchase a product. I believe that the Obamacare has already been weakened on many fronts. They've actually abandoned several of the elements of Obamacare because they just wouldn't work. They just literally were defective. But I believe that the coup de grace will be the Supreme Court ruling against this because of the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause basically has been believed to mean that the federal government can't require you and me to purchase anything. And the mandate in the Obamacare does just that. And so I think it'll be struck down. Part of that will be struck down by Supreme Court in 2012. Quick break. More predictions after these messages, including a football score. Stay with us.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stuff I told.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Al.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could. Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, Their after-the-sale support is the best in the business, too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's B-P-L-A-N-S.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. A little ZZ Top bringing us back, that little band from Texas. Happy New Year, everybody. 2012, kicking it off here with my 2012 predictions. Previous two segments, I gave you a few predictions on a number of different things, and I'll remind you that this is my 12th annual prediction list of predictions that I've been making now all these years, and I'm 70.4% accurate so far. I do about anywhere from 15 to 18 a year. And so I'm down to my last handful. And these are mostly about politics. All but one's about politics. First prediction on politics. Mitt Romney will be the Republican presidential nominee. I know a lot of people are saying that. But you know what? There's a lot of things that could, a lot of things could change. But I still think in the long run, the reason I feel that he will be, he's got the organization and he's got the money. He's got the experience. When I say money, he's been running for 6 years. He's got a national organization that does not compare to anybody else's. And he's got personal wealth. He's also got organizational, you know, campaign funds. And so that's, and believe you me, folks, that's what it takes to run against an incumbent like Barack Obama. You can't just wish that yourself into the, and that's one of the problems that Gingrich has. He does not have a national organization, and he does not have enough cash. And that's the reason why I think Mitt Romney will be the nominee for the Republicans. Number two, I'm doubling down on my 2011 prediction. In 2011, I predicted that Joe Biden would not be on the 2012 ticket. Well, just like I predicted General Motors bankruptcy in 2006, it didn't happen until 2009. My 2011 prediction about Joe Biden, I still think it's going to happen. I still think 2012, when the ticket is cast at the convention, Joe Biden will not be the VP on that ticket. And so I'm doubling down on that. And the reason I think that's the case is because by the time it gets to that point in the campaign, I believe the Obama campaign will be teetering on, they'll be approaching desperation. I really believe that. And desperate people do desperate things. Now, who will be the VP? It could be Hillary. I don't know. Probably Hillary. More likely to be Hillary than anybody. But Hillary Clinton. But anyway, it won't be Joe Biden. That's my prediction. And by the way, last year when it didn't happen in 2011, I took a hit for that one. I marked that one against myself. All right, next prediction. Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, will be a one-term president. I do not think he will be reelected. Next prediction. Republicans will retain majority control of the House of Representatives. Even if President Obama is reelected, they still will retain it, but their numbers will go down a little bit. If if Mitt Romney, who I, or if the Republican, I'm going to say Mitt Romney because I think he's going to be the nominee. If the Republican wins the White House, his coattails or her coattails, you know, Michelle Bachmann's still out there, the Republican coattails will be much broader and longer than Barack Obama's coattails if he wins re-election. And so I believe they'll retain the House, the Republicans. But if Barack Obama is not elected, then I think they might pick up a few there. Next prediction. Democrats will lose control of the U.S. Senate. That's right. I think that, regardless of what happens, regardless of who wins, if the Republican wins the presidency, the Republicans will definitely gain control of the Senate. And if Obama is reelected, I still think that could happen. I don't think Barack Obama's coattails will be very long at all. And then my last prediction is all about football. And that is the BCS championship game I think it's the 9th, right? Was it Monday night, the 9th? The Alabama-LSU game, the rematch, the game of the century, we're going to have another one of those. And here's my prediction. Alabama's defense will defeat LSU's defense in that rematch in the BCS championship game. So that's what that's what I'm thinking. These are my predictions, and you'll be able to hold those against me or congratulate me about 11 and a half months from now, because I will remind you about all that I said and how it turned out and give myself a score in less than 12 months. So happy New Year, everybody. And let me tell you one nice thing about 2012. It will be, this is my last prediction, 2012 will be a defining year for not only America, but for planet Earth. So many things happening out there. This year, it will be a defining year. America, especially, but the globe, too, will determine where it goes from here forward in 2012. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
This is... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.